Hello, and welcome to Revolutionize Your Love Life. Do you want to know more about love relationships? What makes them work? How to create the one of your best dreams? Do you want to be in a really healthy, juicy love relationship? In these podcasts, we will give ideas and practical advice to light your way. Whether you're looking for a love partner, already in a relationship you wish could be better, or leaving one that has run its course, there will be something to inspire, empower, and support you. Revolutionize Your Love Life is a fortnightly podcast where you will access the knowledge and wisdom of love experts and relationship coaches from across the world to help you find true fulfillment in love. I am your host, Heather Garbutt. Welcome. Hello, everyone. I'm here with lovely Lucy Cavendish, my colleague, who's also a Calling in the One and Conscious Uncoupling coach and therapist, author, public speaker, commentator, and an award-winning podcaster. Her speciality is helping people believe in love and find it. If you're interested in connecting with her, she's on lucycavendishlovecoach.com. We are here today to hear her advice to men in later life while they're dating. Welcome, Lucy. Tell me all about it.
Right. Okay. Well, I've been on lots and lots and lots of dates, purely in the name of research, not really. And here's some things that I have noticed about men. So, men, I'm going to have to talk to you. So, first of all, let me sort of establish what women do, just in case you don't know. And not all women, but let's say you're heterosexual. You're a man, let's say late 50s, 60s, 70s, women round about the same age. This is what we do, us women. We keep fit, we go to yoga, we look after ourselves, we get our hair dyed, cut, styled. We put on daily lotions and potions, body unctions. We probably either depilate or we wax and we shave. We get our nails done. Here we are. We get our toes done. We do this with our feet with the scraper. We nourish our feet. This is all we do. This is before. You know, we might do all sorts of stuff with our lady garden. Each person has an individual take on that. This is before. Oh, hang on a minute. Sorry. We've got postmenopausal or premenopausal, whatever, perimenopausal. We might have all sorts of stuff going on with peach fuzz. Do you know what it is, men? Peach fuzz. It's wet. Right. So we've done something about that, right? We haven't got the hairy stuff everywhere. We've done something about that, whatever we've chosen to do. All this we've done, we've probably put on some nice perfume. And then we've spent quite a lot of time deciding what to wear. This dress or that thing or shoes and all this and all that. That's what women have done. And we haven't even walked out the door yet. Oh, and we've also tried to work out how we're going to get to the date, how we're going to get back from the date. We're a bit worried about our personal safety, so we're thinking about public places. We've probably got a child or a friend or whoever, a parent on speed dial, right? So we're also having to think about our own safety, because I'm sure you're a safe man, all you men listening, but a lot of men really aren't, and the statistics are terrifying. So we're also thinking about that. We've done all that before we've even walked through the door. So men, I want to know what you've done, okay? Because this is what quite a lot of you do. In my experience, you kind of pick somewhere random, or you've asked her to pick. You've then put on some clothes you've not thought twice about, and you've just showed up on the date. That's it. That's literally all you've done. Some of you have put on way too much aftershave lotion. Some of you come in and out, you know, 5 minutes before you actually physically walk through the door. Lots of you might have dirty hands, dirty nails. Your hair hasn't been washed or possibly even cut. Or maybe you don't have hair. That's fine. But maybe that might need your scalp might need a little bit of attention. Have you got furry ears? Yeah. Have you got nasal hairs? What's happened to your eyebrows? How are your fingers? How is your body? What are you wearing? How are your feet? What do you smell of? Have you got deodorant on? I mean, I will go on.
Yes. So are you dressed like your father, you know?
Are you dressed like a small schoolboy, you know? Mm-hmm. So What I want you to do, so here's a few rules. Number one, get your nasal hair and your ear hair sorted out, right? Pluck it, tweeze it, do whatever. Make sure your hands are clean and that maybe you might even have a man manicure, right? So just nicely shaped nails. We're not talking about painted, we're not talking looking like you're a member of the royal family. We're just talking about good nails. Are you wearing something that smells nice? You don't have to wear any smell, but do not overdo Africa Lynx. Don't shove it on because you can't smell it. It's really off-putting. Never, ever, ever wear a short-sleeved shirt. Ever. Never, ever. I don't care if it's hot. Wear a long-sleeved shirt and roll your sleeves up. Short-sleeved shirts are for small children. They are not for grown adult males. Now, a polo shirt is slightly different, huh? Or a t-shirt. But if you're going on a date and you're wearing a shirt, for goodness sake, don't wear a short sleeve shirt. That is like rule 101. That is out. If I see a man wearing a short sleeve shirt, I'm out. Don't wear Hawaiian shirts. Please don't wear Hawaiian shirts, you know, because that's like I'm a fun guy vibe. Trousers, some chinos, some nice jeans. Don't wear funny, weird shorts with socks. And then scuffed up shoes. Please don't
Or
wear any.
sandals, socks with sandals.
Yeah, and don't wear all the same color. I went on a date with a man who was wearing a navy blue short sleeve shirt. Bless him. Blue, navy blue shorts, navy blue socks up to his knees, and a pair of navy blue sandals. Like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? So you need to, like, so if it's the summer or whatever, you need to look at French men. Go get all Italian men. Go to a beach. Go anywhere and look at men and think who here looks like they're dressed well, and then copy them. Google up, you know, what French men wear, what Italian, you know, they do it really well, and just copy them. It's really important that you think and get your eyebrows tidied up. And for God's sake, go and get a pedicure. There's nothing worse. Well, I'm sure there is, but you know, is getting into it with someone, looking down and seeing their feet, and that it's like they've got talons, and you know, it's not unmanly to go and get a lovely pedi. Go every month, get a pedicure. Look after your body, look after your health. Go and do yoga. Go to, I mean, you don't have to be ripped, but you don't be 5 stone overweight, and look at your body posture. Are you hunched like so? I know I could go on, but I feel I'm being mean. What do you feel? Am I being, am I, you know, I think I'm being fair.
I think you're being fair. You know, it's basically it's about respect. You want to present yourself as somebody that your date wants to be with. If you're looking shabby, I mean, I did go on a date once with somebody, and I was really shocked. Hadn't even cleaned his teeth, and I'm not quite sure when the last
Oh,
time
yes.
he was that I had.
Thank you. Oh no, thank you for naming that. I'm on a date with a lovely man who literally looked like he had cheese in between his teeth and his halitosis was off the scale. What is that about? Oh my goodness. Completely right. Go to the hygienist. Clean your teeth. Why aren't you cleaning
These
your
basic
teeth?
things. Yeah. I don't know if maybe their mothers did it for them or their wives, you know,
What,
just
clean their teeth?
tolerated this.
Yeah, I don't know who tolerates it. So it, but for me, it's not just about respect. You see, when I see men that don't do that, I see men that don't really care about themselves.
Absolutely.
And I feel that makes me sad, actually. I feel sad. I feel sad that you would care so little about yourself that you wouldn't even clean your teeth. That makes me sad. I'm like, I wonder when you gave up caring about yourself.
Yeah. And the other piece that goes with that is if they can't care about themselves, can they really care about me?
Yeah. But also, why? But for me, it's more psychological. It's like, why wouldn't you care about yourself? You know, there's something very sad in that psychologically. I mean, I met such a lovely man. He's absolutely lovely. I'm very at home in his company. My body feels relaxed. Which my body feeling relaxed. But he does no self-care at all, and for me, that's an issue. And he's been in he was married for a long time, and his wife was in love with someone else, really. They stayed together. They kind of had a marriage of whatever, and they had children. And eventually, they got divorced. And I'm not saying it's a wife's job to care about her husband. It's not. We should be caring about each other. But it was literally like someone who just hadn't been very well loved ever, and had ceased to sort of know what that was. So he wasn't able to extend that love to himself. You know, there was something
Yes.
very reduced about it that was really sad. And I said, you know, and he just had poured himself into work. He just worked and worked and worked. But and underneath all that was this absolutely lovely man. And I said to him, it's a bit problematic for me because self-care is important. By that, I don't mean preening. I mean just self-care. I care about myself enough to present myself well. And if someone doesn't do that, I just think, gosh, they've been very damaged. And I, you know, and that damage, or what level of damage is that? And is that damage going to work? We're all damaged, right? But is that level
Yes.
of damage going to work? You know, are we going to be able to? How will we negotiate that? And also, it's not my job to turn someone into the person I want to fancy. I mean, you can, it's cosmetic. It's cosmetic. Yes. So you found a good man or a good woman, but you're not really quite what about men, you know, sure how the way it looked. Yeah, you can kind of. I had someone that married someone who I first met and thought, well, 2 years down the line, I looked at him and went, wowza. And she just got him up to speed. She had gone, you're a great man, you look like a fright. So I'm just, and now he's all Ralph Lauren down and he looks wonderful. He looks great. He's very sexy. So she saw something wonderful in him and thought, I'm just going to go boss him into to being the kind of man I actually fancy.
Yes, you can do that. I think though for men it's something it's a sort of a black hole of unexplored territory, the lack of self-care. I think there's something quite big in our society that calls self-care vanity
Yes.
or being a wuss. Or
Yes.
you can get mocked for it or teased for it at school, so never do it again. And
Yes.
I really would love to call on them to rise beyond that and do what they like, you know, really express themselves. Maybe your navy blue man was expressing himself, but it feels to me like he put on a uniform because he didn't know what else to do.
I just
Listen to
think
what you
I
like, you know.
don't think he'd ever thought. I just don't think he'd thought about it.
Right.
I don't think he thought about it, bless him. I mean, we went for a walk, and he was in physical pain because his posture's so terrible. And I said, "Listen, I'm just going to have to tell you something. You know, you're obviously in pain. You're not walking very well. Your hips are almost sort of static. And it's because your posture is so terrible that you're putting too much strain on your body, and your body won't be able to function like that. You need to go to a chiropractor." You know, it's like practical stuff.
Yes, and that's the thing. Men find it very difficult to go to the doctors or the chiropractors or to spend money on themselves in that way.
Yes. Yes.
So let's just put out a big wish for them to really look after yourselves. Firstly, do it for you know, so that you feel good. And secondly, do it so that you can attract the woman of your dreams if that's what you're looking for.
Yes. That's right. And it's like that catchphrase, I'm worth it. You know, when I go into the manicure salon, the whatever it's called, nail salon, and I see men sitting there having a pedicure, and believe me, I do all the time. They're younger men, perfectly happily having a pedicure, right? So if they can do it, you can do it.
Absolutely. So, where can people find you, Lucy?
Oh, I'm on lucycavendishlovecoach.com, www. And I do take men through calling in the one, which I'm trained in. I also help men find love. And part of it can be a bit like step one, nasal clipper, sweetie, you know?
Absolutely. Well, in that sense, you're really being their best friend. What your
Yes.
best friend would tell you know?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. Hear it from a woman. And there, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for asking me.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life. I'd like to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this conversation. Do take a minute and share this with us and visit us on our Facebook page. You can connect with me personally on my email at heather@heathergarbutt.com. If you can think of someone who will benefit from listening to this podcast, please do share it with them. If you have any feedback on how I can improve it, please do reach out to me, as I'm always keen to learn more. Thank you so much again for listening, and we'll meet again on the next episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life.